plate a potential nugget.
And talking about decision making, I'm curious about the notion of making decisions. Typically, most things that come to the board are not yes versus no decision. They're reasonably complex problems where the board has to take a call. So as a chairman, how do you see the role of a chairman in ensuring that you make a robust decision?
So again, my sense is that most of the things that come to the board, it's easy to take a decision around them. It's some of the nuances which can get difficult, or maybe there could be always an item or two which there is more, because many items are routine and many things which the executives bring to the board. Say it's a huge investment they have to make somewhere. They have actually anguished over it for weeks and months and days. They've got everything right in terms of argument, in terms of presentation, in terms of the maths, etc., everything. What happens when they bring it to the board is that the board members may not understand it fully, may have a lot of fill-in-the-blanks in their minds, may have a lot of curiosity around it. And for some people in the board, they may have a point of view depending upon their own experience and background. What they know, it could be through their prior roles, it could be through newspaper, friends, gossip, whatever it is. But if they feel that there is a disconnect between what is being presented to the board and what they know from multiple sources, then they will bring this up. Now, usually it is the executive who is able to explain these things or fill in the information gap or data gap or whatever it is. So sometimes these things will go back because, you know, enough
could You're not ready to make a decision. Huh?
No. The executive may not have enough information. Or you don't want to make a decision pending this information, this clarification, this study, something like that. But it is rarely, you know, that the executive wants this decision to be taken, the board doesn't want to be taken, or within the board that there is a sharp divide. It is usually lack of information, lack of understanding. It's never, should do it, no, we should not do it. It's very rare. And whenever these things are there, the two people feel differently, which they do, which happens quite often, I would say. This is where the chairman's role comes in, you know. So those people are thinking differently. He has to have a sense of, you know, where he's coming from and where he's coming from, right? And he has to ask the right question, you know, to encourage the right conversation either between the two of them or to third, fourth, fifth parties, so that this issue which is troubling them gets more nuanced, you know, gets more embellished. Mm-hmm. You have more information, more light shed around it. And then it is possible that either both of them realize that actually they were talking about the same thing, but mm-hmm. they were looking at it from different angles. Or, you know, one says, yeah, I think you're right. Or something. Mm. So this is where the chairman is. But board is not a battleground. It never happens that there are all these things. Sometimes there's a fraud, if there's a malpractice, you know, one of those rare occurrences, it is possible. But business as usual, even if it is, you know, big business, big issues, big questions, big decisions, it's not like that in the board.
Got it.
There may be a lot of discussion.
Fair.
Heated discussion.
Got it.
The biggest takeaway for me here was that sometimes no decision is a good decision. We may not have all the right information to make a decision sometimes. And if we don't have clarity on a few variables that could significantly alter outcomes, we are better off waiting for that information and making a better informed decision than rush into something with inadequate data. Thank you for listening. For more insights on transitioning from an executive to a non-executive role, and for becoming an effective board member, please visit playtopotential.com and look for the relevant playlists under the category of transitions. You might also find segments of conversations with Ravi Venkatesan, Vinita Bali, Vedika Bhandarkar, and Rama Bijapurkar thought-provoking in this context. This is your host Deepak Jayaraman here. To know more about the executive coaching and the transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.